Landau AAG Primary Eye Care will pass in the opening. That is the Jackson Center Highlight Center. We'll be right back.
right here.
Over the Wellington School in the earlier state semifinal today.
Jedi's Order Code Christian features a 6'8" senior post player, Jeremiah Self. It's a team that lost 12 in the regular season. Two of those were overtime, four were forfeits, okay? By Jackson Center. We'll be right back.
Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bainbach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bainbauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bainbauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bainbauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bainbauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bainbauer, B-A-N-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts. And that's the right call. Or it was one, he would never make an horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in a horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlawn, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up with teardrop in front. Hit the rim twice. Good! It went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady around and out. No good. Stick back is in. Brady Willen with a muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor. Did a great job of staying with the missed shot. Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Bettinger, red hot. She cans another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Laramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it. Gordon Beers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set, shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish, she's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. Good one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Laramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Edward at the Schottenstein Center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Laramie. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on Scores. Broadcast.com. Check it out. Love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Yoskamp, good, good! Yoskamp rifles it above. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer, along with ScoresBroadcast.com Chief Engineer Rhett Gish, who is courtside with me. We speak to you from the Schottenstein Center here on the campus of The Ohio State University, where today, here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Jackson Center Tigers, 24-4 on the year, meet Van Wert Lincoln View, 26-1 on the year for the boys' Division IV state title. The Tigers shoot for their second boys' state championship, having taken the title previously in 1985 on a last-second shot. The Tigers were state runners-up in 1963 and 2012. Lincoln View, state champs in 97, runner-up the year before. Neither team, Jackson Center nor Lincoln View, has ever lost a boys' state semifinal. That's going to happen here today. One of these two teams will come out on top. Hopefully the Tigers are victorious and advance on to the state championship game tomorrow at 5:15 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Webcast time right around 5 o'clock. The opponent tomorrow would be Cornerstone Academy, victorious over the Wellington School, 73-67. In our first game played earlier today, Cornerstone Academy features a 6'8 post player by the name of Jeremiah Sell. It's a team that lost 12 in the regular season, believe it or not, 2 in overtime, 4 as a result of forfeit for using an ineligible player. But it's a club that is on a roll, having won 10 straight. It's a team that's red hot and won by 20 in the regional final and was victorious earlier today by 6, 73-67. Oh, what a march it's been for the Jackson Center community. Thanks so much to the Jackson Center Lady Tigers and the boys team. Of course, the ladies under head coach Scott Dosick advanced all the way to the state semifinal last week before losing to Fostoria St. Wendland by a count of 47-37. It's been a remarkable basketball stretch of time for the Jackson Center Tigers, who have represented the Shelby County League in West Central Ohio so well. And our kudos and congrats to the entire community, team members, coaches, teachers, staff, administrators in the school district. Jackson Center trying to bring home all the marbles in Boys Division IV, but Lincoln View, a powerhouse team, ranked atop the polls much of the year in Division IV, is in the way. Lincoln View features a very strong lineup with four men at 6 feet, 3 inches tall, all seniors. It's a team that rebounds very well, shoots the three-point shot extremely well, having lost just one on the entire season, that to Lima Central Catholic, a Division III powerhouse. Jackson Center Tigers have been known all year for outstanding defense. That's a constant with head coach Scott Elkert's team, and no exception here in 2015-16. In fact, in the regional final versus Yellow Springs, the powerhouse Bulldogs, who lighted up at 62 points a game, were blank for the first 5 minutes in that contest. It was a huge win for the Tigers, 46-39 in that regional final. Brady Wildermuth, Drew Sosby combined for 29. Ethan Zorn, Trent Platfoot, and Bryce Sosby all made big shots in that triumph. Head coach Scott Elkert follows game highlights coming up next with his ecstatic comments, or I should say ecstatic comments, about the Tigers, who got off to a great start against Yellow Springs. DeWine at court, gives it up to Butler, 25 feet away. Yellow Springs yet to notch a field goal. Here's Taylor on the arc, left flank. Puts it on the deck, goes between the legs on the dribble. Bounce pass intercepted by Zorn. Tigers defense has been suffocating so far. Outlet to Drew Sosby, who's back into Wildermuth. Down the floor, reverse left-hand layup, got it. They beat Taylor down the floor that time, and that's why they got that shot as easily as they did. 4-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's a long three ball, Blackfoot, Jackson Center, and he burns Yellow Springs with a 23-footer. Well, with Blackfoot is knocking it down, the Tigers are in business. Time out, Bulldogs, 5:37 left to go in the second quarter, 21-10, Jackson Center in the lead. Blackfoot to Bryce, shot fake to Bryce, foul line, ducks under, fades away, scores! 15-footer, Bryce Sosby. He and Blackfoot have connected. And the Tigers are up 13. 30 seconds left. DeWine, 30 feet out. Beers off to the right. Takes the hand off to Marinelli. Goes to Taylor. Backs up. Shoots the three. A long high arc. It's in! And Yellow Springs gets a timeout. 24.5 to go. Yellow Springs was within three several minutes ago at 35-32. It's back down to three. 42-39 with 24.5 remaining, and it is crunch time right now. It's been a heck of a game. More balanced than usual in terms of scoring for Jackson Center. Chuck will give you the highlights momentarily, but not good free throw shooting by Jackson Center, but the Tigers will weather the storm because the balance in scoring and the excellent defense all night long was good enough to prevail. Bryce Sosby missed. Rebound Plummer of Yellow Springs, and that's it. The Tigers are off to the state final four, knocking off Yellow Springs tonight by a final tally of 46-39. The Tigers get it done here at Veteran Fairmont by 7. Outstanding defensive effort again, Coach. I know that is a constant for your club. I thought Ethan Zorn was given a tough assignment at times. Brady Willem was on the bench.
Yep.
He's using technique to body up, down, inside against Isaiah Taylor. Everybody defensively, Ethan, rock solid.
Ethan had a whale of a game in every phase. You know what I mean? Yep. Came out, got a great offensive start, his hustle plays. So I'm very happy for him. You know, he had offensively here over the last few games up until Tuesday. He had struggled and he lost a little bit of confidence, but man, he came out tonight ready to play, and like you said, just the fact that he could switch over to Taylor and guard him the way he did is a tribute to his determination to get out of here.
And Trent Platfoot and Bryce Soseby made some points to force Yellow Springs to respect your entire five.
That's right, and those guys are capable of that, and we've been trying to tell Trent to shoot it all the time, and he never take a shot after that.
Oh,
I'm like, shoot the ball.
He's a good shooter.
Yes, he is.
Good shooter. That's the wrong score sheet.
Yeah,
that's
right. Okay.
Wow. Rebounding. Not one offensive rebound on the glass for Yellow Springs in the second half. Again, technique.
Yep.
It's not all about height. It's about positioning, hustle, instinct.
Yeah, well, we talked about that after our Tuesday game because we got hurt on the offensive glass. And we said in these type of games, you can't afford to give up that many second, third chance opportunities. So that was a key focus tonight coming into the game was our rebounding, and the kids responded well.
Head coach Scott Elkert for the Jackson Center Tigers was ecstatic, and he should have been. Jackson Center with a complete game against Yellow Springs, stifling defense in that regional final. Very good balance in terms of scoring. And wow, the rebounding was tremendous. Yellow Springs was clamped off the glass as Jackson Center boxed out extremely well, especially in the second half of that game. Tigers didn't shoot free throws very well, especially down the stretch. It's been a team that's been sharp at the line all year at 71%, and it will have to be good today. Tigers oftentimes have a short lead late in the third quarter, early in the fourth, get to the 1-1 first, make shots at the stripe, and pull away to victory. Hopefully that's the case here today. But this Lincoln View team from Van Wert is terrific. Four players in double figures. You'll hear the names: Derek Yautsey, 10 points a game. Trevor Neat, 11 points a game. Chandler Adams, 12 points a game. Hayden Ludwig, 11 points a game. Two of those young men shoot three-pointers at 37%. It's a team that doesn't shoot fouls over the course of the season as well as Jackson Center. Only 64% statistically. Both teams giving up about 40 points a game. Van Wert Lincoln View averaging 57. Jackson Center at 50. It looks pretty even, Stephen, on paper when you talk about Jackson Center and Van Wert Lincoln View. Tigers on a roll, having won seven in a row since the late season setback at home to Anna, defeating Riverside in the regular season finale 51-36, downing Ansonia and Covington in the sectional tournament 48-23 and 55-31 respectively, defeated Fairlawn in a cliffhanger in the sectional championship 42-40, and edged Cincinnati Christian 46-43 in the district title game, beat Southeastern by 7 in the regional semifinal, Yellow Springs by 7 in the regional championship. The Tigers winning a string of close ones, and that could be valuable experience for Jackson Center here today. It was in late February when Lincoln View was defeated by Lima Central Catholic 62-44. Lincoln View has ripped off 7 straight wins since that point in time as well, downing Ada by a basket, beating Paulding by 12 to finish off the regular season, clobbering Pandora Gilboa 54-25 in the sectional, Miller City 52-41 in the sectional. Van Wert Lincoln View struggled to nip Convoy Crestview in a district championship game 52-51, defeated Fayette by 7 in the regional, and routed Mansfield St. Peter's 71-51 to climax a regional title for Lincoln View and a berth in the state Final Four. Both teams out on the court shooting around at the moment, going through pregame drills. Van Wert Lincoln View down to a right, home team on the scoreboard in the white with a lot of blue trim, some gold piping. Jackson Center, the road, black and orange. Should be a great game. Glad you're along with us. We're here to the finish today. Chuck McBee's voice will not be heard. He is attending a family engagement down south. But Scott Ward will be with us tomorrow should the Tigers win today. Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, courtside with me here this afternoon. Thanks so much to our fine, outstanding underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, and a second location, Troy Body Car Star in Troy in Miami County. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Vanbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. And thanks as well to a couple of new underwriting sponsors, both from Rushi, our first sponsorship from the Rushi community. A lot of gratitude. Thanks so much to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum Products. Ken Francis at Francis Schulze, Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum. Proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, which are promoted also here by scoresbroadcast.com. Francis Schulze on the web at Francis Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com, and Superior Aluminum on the web at SuperiorAluminum.com. And gratitude as well to Sydney Car Care, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. 1084th Avenue in Sydney, between the hospital and the drive-in theater. Call to make an appointment, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, more than 40 years of outstanding automotive workmanship at Sydney Car Care. They will do you right, affordable, and extremely honest. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves at Sydney Car Care. And Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates with locations throughout the Upper Miami Valley in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris. Again, on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Accepting new patients. Most insurance plans open weeknights and Saturday mornings, too. Call primaryeyecare.org. They are specialists in vision and eye health and will take care of you for a lifetime. Holloway Sportswear, celebrating 70 years of business, located in Shelby County since 1946 on Campbell Road in Sydney. Holloway featuring nationally recognized apparel brand Team Sportswear. Holloway recognizes the importance of team sports and what significance it plays in building a strong community. And Holloway is so proud to be a part of the tournament journey in high school basketball with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. National anthem upcoming.
Location.
National anthem upcoming, and then we've got starting lineups and the opening tip in a moment. Our pregame brought to you in part by The In-Between. The In-Between featuring outstanding food. It's not in between, it's out of this world. The In-Between, pregame sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
We just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is Jack Kramer back at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. We're seconds away from the start of this Division IV boys championship game. State of Ohio, Jackson Center, Van Wert, Lincoln View. Starters opening tip-off upcoming here in just a moment. Christian Netcast, which provides our hosting and serving, is monitoring our program here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Christian Netcast wants to maximize our listeners. There may have been a server malfunction last Friday night when we went through the roof on IP addresses and listenership for scoresbroadcast.com. There was no error message on the server at scoresbroadcast.com's site at Washington, D.C., the server location for us via Christian Netcast. However, we were aware that some of you just could not join us or were kicked off last Friday. Hopefully that does not happen today. We're doing all we can to assure you that does not take place. Christian Netcast again monitoring our webcast here today on scoresbroadcast.com. In an attempt to ensure maximum listenership. Should there be some kind of a server malfunction, we may go silent for 30 to 40 seconds while the server is tweaked in Washington, D.C. Hang with us should that happen. That doesn't mean that you have lost us for good. But stay right there. We will return with continued play-by-play. The Christian Netcast is on it as we hope to maximize a few thousand listeners to scoresbroadcast.com here this afternoon. Starting lineups are being introduced for both clubs. Jackson Center down to our right. We are seated here at courtside directly across from the Van Wert Lincoln View bench. As I mentioned, Lincoln View with a little more balance in terms of scoring than Jackson Center. That is for certain. And Lincoln View has got good average size across the board. Austin Leith, the quickest player on the team, a 5'9 senior guard, may very well draw the assignment at the outset of the game against Drew Sosby of Jackson Center. At least that was the indication provided to us during the conference call earlier this week from the Van Wert Lincoln View head coach. Brett Hammonds, a Defiance College graduate, 4 years at the school, has his best team by far here at Lincoln View, did escape in the district with a one-point win over Convoy Crestview. Jackson Center escaped in the sectional title with a two-point win over Fairlawn. Lincoln View starters, Austin Leith, 6 points a game, 5'9", a senior. And then the four double-digit scorers, Derek Yautse, 6'3", a senior. Yautse, Y-O-U-T-S-E-Y, 42% three-point shooter. And even 10 a game. He's joined by Trevor Neat, N-E-A-T-E, Trevor, a 6'3", senior, 11 per contest. Chandler Adams, 12 a game, 36% gunner on the three ball, 6'3" senior. And Hayden Ludwig plays in the post most often, 6'3" senior, 11 per game. Five seniors complete the opening quintet for Van Wert Lincoln View. For the Jackson Center Tigers, Gavin Boozer, 6 feet tall, sophomore, at a guard. He's joined by Ethan Zorn at a wing, 6'2", a senior. Ethan is now up to nearly 6 rebounds a game, up to nearly 9 points a game. He was an X-factor for Jackson Center offensively and defensively, too, against Yellow Springs. Ethan needs to play big here this afternoon. Bryce Sosby, the cousin of Drew, at a guard spot, 5'10", a sophomore. He chipped in with 5 big points against Yellow Springs. Drew Sosby and Brady Wildermuth. Of course, Drew, one of the Tri Players of the Year in boys Division IV basketball in the state of Ohio, an honor the Shelby County Player of the Year deserved. Drew Sosby, one of the top three players in the state of Ohio in boys Division IV. That news announced this week. Drew Sosby, 6'2", a senior, 18 points a game. Brady Wildermuth, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 6'6", and a junior. That's the opening five for Jackson Center, and the tap is won by the Tigers as we get started. Jackson Center moving from right to left on your computer screen, as you imagine, or on your phone as you look down. Tigers have got the ball far side of the floor against what appears to be a man-to-man from Van Wert Lincoln View. Here's Bryce Sosby on the arc. Looks ahead of the key for Ethan Zorn, 25 feet away on the right to Sosby. Brady Wildermuth flashes into the lane. Sosby goes baseline left. Drew to Bryce. Into the lane to Wildermuth. Open in front. He squeezes it between two players and drops in a five-footer. Brady Wildermuth off to a good start. Tigers work for a full 45 seconds to get the opening two of the game. 2-0 Jackson Center. Brady had trouble with shots rolling off the rim against Yellow Springs in the first several minutes. He got the first one to go down tonight. That's perhaps a good sign. Here's a quick three by Yautse of Lincoln View. It rimmed out to the right, no good. Rebound Jackson Center, quickly down the floor. Dashing into the lane. A runner, yes. Drew Sosby's got it. Brady Wildermuth and Drew Sosby connect twice here at the outset. And the Tigers bolt to a quick 4-0 lead. Lincoln View dribbling through the top of the circle. It is Hayden Ludwig. Foul line extended right. Handoff on the play to Trevor Neat. Now 25 feet away, it is Austin Leith who looks at his head coach for a play call. Leith backs out near the center circle. Weaves it into the left corner to Hayden Ludwig. Jackson Center's sticky man-to-man defense giving Lincoln View fits. Oh, here's nice penetration into the paint. A floater by Ludwig. Hit the iron, kicked away. We've got a foul against Jackson Center. A push-off on the rebound attempt. Common personal, and Lincoln View will throw it in baseline left of the goal. 6:18 left to go here in the first. 4-0 Jackson Center. Penetration by Lincoln View's Leith and gives it up out on the arc to Ludwig. Ludwig, left side, Leaf, back to Ludwig, top of the circle, 25 feet away, Adams, or the Tigers' defense is stingy. And just as I say that, it is an open look down inside, great assist to Chandler Adams, a little banker kissed it in off the window, 5 feet away, 4-2, Jackson Center up a goal. Division 4 boys state title. Bryce Sosby looks for the cutter. Brady Wildermuth can't find him. Goes to Boozer in the corner. No one guards him. They double Brady down inside. Ball tipped away from Brady. Tigers get it back. Foul line. It goes on the play to Bryce Sosby. Now to Brady Wildermuth. Spinning through the top of the key. Weaving. Now to Drew Sosby in the right corner. Clawed away by Lincolnview. Brady gets it back. Scattered floor. Loose man underneath. Bryce Sosby missed the point blank shot. Rebound taken down by Lincolnview. Here's Ludwig into the right corner. And he makes a quick speed up toward the basket. Offensive foul. He extended the left arm to clear a path. 4-2. Jackson Center leads. 5:20 left in the first. Tigers had a good open shot last trip down. As a result of a deflected pass, the score became broken. And Lincolnview was out of defensive position. Brady Wildermuth found Bryce Sosby. Couldn't get the ball to go in. It rolled off the iron below the basket. But a Lincolnview offensive foul gives it right back to Jackson Center. 4-2 Tigers. We played 3 minutes opening quarter. Deep in the right corner. It is Brady Wildermuth double teamed. He's in trouble. Boxed in. Bounce pass. Cross court. Out near the timeline. Too far for Ethan Zorn. Good D by Lincolnview, which had Brady Wildermuth cornered in the deep right side of the floor. Brady was hemmed in. Couldn't see teammates. Outstanding D from Lincolnview, which forced the mistake. Top of the circle, Ludwig. For Lincolnview. 4-2 Tigers. Straight away, nearly a travel by Yahtzee. Deflected pass. Fine defense by Zorn. 1-on-2. Zorn pulls up. Circles the wagons out on top. Deals to Brady Wildermuth deep in the right corner. Fakes left, goes right against Chandler Adams. He stops him. Now it goes to Drew. Drew stumbles. Good defense by Lincolnview, which flicks it away. Steal by the Lancers, who come down the floor in a hurry. Down 4-2. On top, it's Adams. Right corner to Neat. Neat flips it back outside to Yahtzee. Back to Neat. Good look from 17. Straight away. Hit the heel. No. Long rebound. Traced down by Bryce Sosby of Jackson Center. 4:10 to go. First quarter. Tigers still lead. 4-2. Ball lobbed to Brady Wildermuth, 17 feet out, back of the basket. Now he screens, hands to Drew Sosby, into the top of the key, jump shot around the rim and out. Oh, it swirled the iron twice. Rebound Lincolnview, quickly right corner, Austin Leith. 4-2 Tigers, 3:48 to go in the first. Here's Chandler Adams, bulldogs his way down the lane against Bryce Sosby. A muscle shot from 8 feet in, off the backboard, and we're tied at 4. Boy, this Van Wert Lincolnview team is thick. 4 6'3" players, all 5 are seniors. Tied up at 4, 3:25 to go first period. Brady Wildermuth, the Zorn, posting up in the lane. He's crowded, and he turns his back on a defender. He's double-teamed. It's swiped on the play by Lincolnview. Quickly down the floor, Austin Lee. 2-on-1 break, right through the middle to the rim for 2 points. A live ball turnover by Jackson Center, resulting in a bucket by Lincolnview, which is tallied 6 straight. Oh, what a feed by Jackson Center's Brady Wildermuth. Down inside to Drew, but he got too far under and missed it. Rebound by Lincolnview. Deep in the left corner, it's Chandler Adams. Adams out back to Neat. 2:50 to go first quarter. 6-4 Lincolnview, but 2. Jackson Center got 4 points in the first 90 seconds. Has not dented the scoreboard since, though. Here's Yahtzee with an errant pass. Oh, good read on the play by Drew Sosby. He intercepted. Goes all the way down the floor. Shovel shot in the lane. No good. He blew it. Quickly, 3-on-2. The other direction, Lincolnview. Trevor Neat blazes a trail to the rim for 2. 8-4 Lincolnview. Boy, the Tigers have missed a couple of easy ones. Last 2 times down in the paint, short shots. Not challenged severely. Neither one would fall. Brady Wildermuth double team. Baseline left. Off balance. Banker. No good. Hit the side of the board, but he was jammed on the arm, and he's got 2 free throws coming. That is only the 2nd personal foul in this game. Brady Wildermuth at the stripe. In the act of shooting, he gets a pair. Free throw, Brady. High arch, front rim, backboard, front rim, bounces around, drops through. 8-5, Lincoln View up with 3. Jackson Center scored the first 4, Lincoln View the next 8. Second free throw, Brady, too hard, and the rebound comes down on the play to Ludwig of Lincoln View. Yep, Jackson Center missed 16 free throws in the game against Yellow Springs. Tigers need to shoot a lot better than that here today. Getting at a 71% clip on the season. Here's an inside pass by Lincoln View. Popped up in the air by Bryce Sosby, and he's got the takeaway. Bryce dribbles down ahead of the key. Out back to Zorn. Zorn from 25 feet. Bullseye! He's got it! Ethan Zorn connects on a real long one. We're knotted at 8. Minute 35 to go, first quarter. Head of the key, Yahtzee for Lincoln View. Deep left corner to Neat. Neat to Chandler Adams. Into the post. Here's a turnaround 7-footer by Neat. Blocked out of bounds by Brady Wildermuth of Jackson Center. Minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Game tied up 8 each. Baseline left. Lincoln View throws in. Ball fed to Leith 25 feet away to Neat. Gives it up deep in the left corner to Yahtzee. Lincoln View working the ball around, head of the key, not penetrating the arc. Down to 108 to go in the first quarter. Jackson Center 8, Lincoln View 8. Ethan Zorn's long three-pointer just a moment ago tied up the contest. Lincoln View stymied momentarily, 25 feet out from the basket. They clear out for Adams in the right corner, starts to drive, got away with a walk, spin move, good, a one-hander. 10-footer Chandler Adams. As Lincoln View brought 4 offensive players to the left side of the floor, making space for Adams to go to work. Here's a twisting jump shot in the lane, a hurry up by Drew Sosby, no good off the rim, rebound batted right back out near the timeline, tracked down by Bryce Sosby. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jackson Center down 2. Ethan Zorn's got it. Right wing to Bryce. Tigers stretch the offense out near the timeline now. Trying to open up the area in the paint. We got Wildermuth high left. Zorn high right. They work the triangle with Sosby top of the circle. Sosby hooks a pass across the top of the key to Zorn. He lets one fly. Bingo! He's got it. Second 3 in the quarter for Zorn. 4 seconds left. Tigers up 1. Here's Chandler Adams. 19-footer at the buzzer. Good if it goes. No, it's off the rim. He beat the clock, but he missed it. Jackson Center Tigers, thanks to a couple triples from Ethan Zorn, lead Lincoln View 11-10 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just trundled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Vanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Jackson Center Tigers lead Van Wert Lincoln View by 1. 11-10, we begin period number 2. Tigers have got to get Drew Sosby going, 1 of 5 in the first 8 minutes. Lincoln View ball, steal on the play by Sosby. Right on cue, he rips his way down the floor. Lincoln View strips it from behind, and it goes off Drew out of bounds. Heads up play by both teams. Good swipe by Drew Sosby. And then hustle effort by Lincoln View to come up from the rear and deflect it off Drew. And here's a steal by Bryce Sosby. He took it right away from Chandler Adams. He swings down the floor to the right corner for Jackson Center. Into the post to Brady Wildermuth. Inside the arc, left flank to Blackfoot, who's on the floor. He rimmed the 15-footer. Tough break for Trent, the 5'11 freshman. It curled off the iron. Here comes Lincoln View, a drive by Neat into the paint. Opening 45 seconds, second quarter. Chandler Adams in the post. Oh, he knocks down Ethan Zorn. No call. Missed the shot wildly to the left. Rebound to Brady Wildermuth of Jackson Center. 11-10 Tigers. Jack Kramer with scoresbroadcast.com. Chief engineer Rhett Gish alongside here at the edge of the court at the Schottenstein Center. Jackson Center right in front of us, deep in the left corner. Blackfoot sizes up a three ball. Look out. Good! Trent Blackfoot right in front of us. We could tell it was online all the way. He hit the bottom of the well on a 22-footer. Off-balance drive to the cup by Lincoln View. Oh, what a play by Trevor Neat. He split two defenders and banked it in on the go. 14-12. Jackson Center up by two. A minute and 40 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Back to the basket, high post, Brady Wildermuth squares up, hands to Zorn on top. Yahtzee comes out to check him closely because Ethan has popped in two threes. Look out, Blackfoot's open, near side of the floor. Swish! Another 20-footer by Jackson Center. Blackfoot ignites the crowd across the way. Two threes from Ethan Zorn, two from Trent Blackfoot. In the Tigers' own, a 17-12 lead over Lincoln View. 5:54 to go here in the second quarter. We've got a whistle as Lincoln View's Adams dribbles in the right corner, away from the ball, a push against the Tigers. A hold is signified by the referee, with whom head coach Scott Elkert speaks for just a moment. Having entered for Van Wert Lincoln View is Josh Leiter, a 5'10 senior. He's on the floor now for Ludwig, who checks out. Here's a three-point shot, high right by Trevor Neat. Swish! He's got it from 22 feet. No, he was straddling the arc. It's ruled a lengthy two-pointer. 17-14, Jackson Center up three. For Lincoln View, guarding Zorn and Platfoot now more tightly. They've knocked down four three-pointers already for the Tigers. Here's Sosby from long range, outside the arc on the right flank. Missed it short, no good. Drew couldn't get it to go. Here's Lincoln View down the floor in a hurry. Pulling up on the arc, it's Leiter. Leiter to Chandler Adams at the post. Goes foul line to Leith. Leith gives it up out back to a teammate. Now right back to Leith. 5:10 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center's biggest lead, five. Now it's three, 17-14. Adams with a cross-court baseball throw to the three-point gutter. A long one by Leith is in! Oh, what a look, cross-court by Chandler Adams. He whipped a speedball from the right wing into the left corner, and that freed up the three-point shooter who popped it in. Just like that, we're even, 17 apiece, five straight from Lincoln View. Outside the arc, top of the circle, Zorn. Shot fake, gives up his dribble, out of Brady. Brady steps back, lets fly the 18-footer. Oh, it's down below the iron and rattled out in the cylinder, snapped away. Rebound Lincoln View, tough break on that shot for the Tigers. Deep in the right corner with the ball for Lincoln View, it's the outset. Cross court to the three-point shooter, longest shot of the game is good! Wow, Austin Leith, a 25-footer. And Lincoln View pours in eight in a row to lead 20-17. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's Ethan Zorn. Foul line extended right for Jackson Center. Bounce pass into the post to Brady Wildermuth. Hook shot over Adams. Good, a beauty by Brady Wildermuth. That was from 10 feet away. He spun with a right hand, a half hook shot, but Brady Wildermuth right down in there. 20-19, Lincoln View up a point. Deep in the left corner with the ball, Ludwig for Lincoln View, down inside to Adams. He's double-teamed, muscles up a five-footer, makes it. Whistle blew, though, on the floor. Foul against Jackson Center. And Lincoln View will inbound left of the rim with 3:39 to go in period number two. And Jackson Center trailing 20-19. Boy, these two clubs really clicking on all cylinders now after the first 4 or 5 minutes of this game. Coming out, Derek Yahtzee for Lincoln View. Josh Leiter back in. Leiter gets the ball deep in the right corner, steps back, launches the three, off to the right, no good. Glanced off the rim Rebound down to Ethan Zorn for the Tigers, who can take the lead. Here's Brady pulling up on the arc. Goes to work and Chandler Adams. Running one-hander. Adams a lot of body in the act of shooting. And Brady gets two. Nicely done by Brady Wildermuth, who has gotten in foul trouble often this year. None for Brady here today so far in this game. But he's now one of three at the stripe. That one is in and out. A little too much mustard on it. 20-19, Lincoln View by one. Brady Wildermuth shooting the second of two for the tie. Dips his knees. Oh, that's way off to the right. Rebound punched into the right corner. Tracked down by Lincoln View. Here's Need up the floor. Tigers shooting better than 71% on the year. But Brady Wildermuth's one of four here today. He didn't shoot it well against Yellow Springs either in the regional championship. So the foul shooting for Jackson Center, a little cool, spanning the last couple games. Here's a post play. Ball dipped inside by Neat for Ludwig. And it's batted out of there by Jackson Center, which covers it up. Quickly down the floor, the Tigers. Here's Drew Sosby twisting, turning in the lane. Flips it up with the left hand. Off to the right, no good. Rebound by Lincoln View, which has done a stellar defensive job on Drew Sosby so far. Here's an errant pass by Lincoln View. It is coughed up by the team in white. Quickly down the floor, driving layup. No good by Bryce Sosby. Stick back is in by Brady Wildermuth. And the Tigers retake the lead 21-20. Well, Lincoln View's been sloppy at the offensive end. Tigers have done a nice job anticipating and overplaying and have come up with some thefts. Here's a three-point shot straight out by Lincoln View. A long one by Leader. No good off to the left. And the rebound comes down to Jackson Center. That was a quick, hasty try by Lincoln View. And the Tigers got the easy rebound with 2 minutes to go in the first half, leading 21-20. Here's Drew Sosby, who's missed seven shots so far in this game, made one. Into Brady in the post. Oh, give and go to Zorn down the lane, up with a left hand. It danced off the iron. No good rebound. Adams, who boxed out Brady Wildermuth, who goes over the shoulder on the foul. His first. Lincoln View in the home white, blue numbers trimmed in gold. Jackson Center Tigers black from top to bottom. Orange numbers outlined in white. Lincoln View in the white and blue sneakers. Jackson Center, the black shoes. Here's Lincoln View dribbling through the lane. Whistle blows and a drive to the cup by Austin Leith. And we've got a screening foul committed by Lincoln View. As Chandler Adams was not set. He was moving just a little bit to free up teammate Leith. And it was whistled by the referee. The Tigers get the ball back. A minute 30 left to go here in the second quarter. 21-20. Tigers lead by one. Jackson Center led 17-12. Then Lincoln View ran off eight in a row. Jackson Center's come back with four straight. Ethan Zorn deep in the left corner. Gives it up out back on the play to Gavin Boozer, 6 foot sophomore. Here's Brady. Brady retreats. Tigers trying to stretch the defense of Lincoln View. Sosby at midcourt near the Ohio State logo. A minute eight to go in the first half. 21-20, Jackson Center leads. Oh, getting free down inside is Sosby. He's on the loose. Shot blocked, though, from behind. Outstanding defensive effort by Aiden Ludwig, who snared the rebound then. And as he tried to whip his way down the right side of the floor, Drew Sosby, in his anxiety to get the ball back after the good defensive effort by Lincoln View, fouled from the rear. And it's Lincoln View's ball down a point, 52 seconds to go in the second quarter. Well, the Tigers have had some short shots, a couple roll off, a couple block. Here's Lincoln View, high left. He goes on the play to Leiter. Leiter flips to Yahtzee. Yahtzee tries to make an unorthodox move through the paint, and it draws a two-shot foul. Nicely done by Derek Yahtzee. Boozer picks up foul number one for the Tigers. First on him. 41.1 to go second quarter. Two free throws here for Trevor Neat of Van Wert Lincoln View. And he pumps in the first to give Lincoln View a one-point edge, or I should say to tie the game up at 21. That one's too hard. Hit the back rim. Dropped off to the right. Rebound down to Boozer of Jackson Center. We're even up at 21. Lincoln View hasn't scored in the last couple minutes from the floor. Brady Willemuth has it high right now to Ethan Zorn, who looks at the clock. 22 seconds to go. Tigers will keep it for one. Last 18 seconds of the first half of the game. Deadlock 21-21 contest. Division 4, state semifinals. Down to 9-8. Sosby's got the ball 25 feet away. Steps back, arches up a three. Short off the rim, no good. Rebound Lincoln View with two to go. Nearly a steal in backcourt by Sosby. And then the ball was heaved late off the backboard, covering 60 feet by Leaf. No good. And the first half closes. Not a thing decided in this game so far because we are tied. Jackson Center 21, Van Wert Lincoln View 21 here at the half. Coming up in just a few minutes, we've got our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Right now, we'll hear from one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. 21-21 tie, Jackson Center, Van Wert Lincoln View. 16 minutes in the book. We're at the break. Hear from the Schottenstein Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Entrance C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just trundled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Banklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Rhett Gish, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer, speaking to you here from the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. You've been used to hearing Chuck McBee along with me for several seasons now. He is attending a family engagement down south. Not with us today or tomorrow should the Tigers win here this afternoon and return for the state title tomorrow at 5:15. Webcast time at 5 tomorrow, by the way. I'll be joined by Scott Ward. We'll have the play-by-play and color for you tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. If the Tigers can get past Lincoln View here this afternoon, we're tied at 21-all. It's a defensive tussle. Jackson Center giving up 40 a game on the year, Lincoln View 42, and it's 21-21, a deadlock at the break. Each team right on par defensively. Each club giving up about 10 points per quarter on the year. Jackson Center with 11 in the first period. Lincoln View with 10. Just the reverse in the second. The Tigers with 10. Lincoln View with 11. Jackson Center needs to get Drew Sosby on target. He's 1-for-9. It's been a shooting nightmare for him so far, but Lincoln View has focused a lot of attention on Drew Sosby. Three different players have been hounding him. Brady Wildermuth has been doubled every time he's gotten the ball. He's had to wander a little further out on the floor to get to it. But the Jackson Center has been boosted by Ethan Zorn, 2 of 3 behind the arc, and Trent Platfoot, 2 of 3 behind the arc, each with 6. Wildermuth's got 7. Drew Sosby, a basket with 2. Platfoot's got 2 personal fouls, 4 players with 1 each. Boozer, Drew Sosby, Bryce Sosby, and Brady Wildermuth. For Van Wert Lincoln View, leading scorer so far in the game with 8 is Austin Leith. He's 2 of 2 from long distance. He's hit a 2-point bucket, 8 points for Leith. Derek Yahtzee has 2 points. Chandler Adams is a horse. He's 6'3", wide body, very strong, mobile. He's 3 of 5 from the floor. He's got 6 points so far in the game. He does have 2 personal fouls. And Trevor Neat has 5. He's 2 for 4 on 2-pointers, 1 of 2 at the stripe. 16 fouls in Jackson Center in the first half, 4 on Van Wert Lincoln View. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, from which you heard just a few minutes ago. Thanks so much to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, one of our long-term underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'd like to tell all of you now about Brookins in Fort Loramie. Brookins has been a fixture in that community for a long, long time. Outstanding food, a lot of history. For those of you who don't recall, Brookins has been in Fort Loramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. 21-21, Jackson Center and Van Wert Lincoln View, all deadlocked here at the half. Boys Division IV state semifinal from the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. So many thanks to Holloway Sportswear, celebrating 70 years of business in Sydney and Shelby County. It's been there since 1946. Holloway, nationally recognized apparel brand specializing in team sports. And Holloway recognizes the importance of team sports and the significance it plays in building a strong community, and is proud to be a part of the high school tournament journey. We salute Holloway Sportswear. And now our LaCalle Equipment Student Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCalle wants us to promote student academic success on ScoresBroadcast.com, and the Jackson Center Tigers have a couple of outstanding seniors who are excellent on the floor. They are superb students in class. Senior Drew Sosby, senior Ethan Zorn. They'll graduate this spring, and they are saluted here today by LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center on ScoresBroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Don't miss out on outstanding high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right for you. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. As I said, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. More savings for you, $25 off coupon at the Goffney website, GoffneyFurniture.com. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, and reaches out to assist small businesses in the area, providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Third quarter about set to get underway. Jackson Center, 21. Van Wert Lincoln View, 21. Tigers moving from left to right on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination here in the second half. Down to the far end of the floor, it's Drew Sosby in the right corner. Goes baseline to Brady Willenhoek, and Lincoln View knocks it away. Great effort by Yahtzee, who saved it inbounds to Austin Leith. And then what do we have as Lincoln View started to hustle up the floor. The player for Van Wert, who was throwing the ball that was saved at side court, took a couple of running steps before putting the ball down to the floor. And Neat is whistled for a walk. That's a break for the Tigers because Lincoln View was off and running on what looked like a 3-on-2 break. 21-21. Jackson Center with the ball back. Deep in the right corner, it is Boozer. Boozer on top to Wildermuth. Left side throw to Zorn. Now Boozer straight away. Bounce pass right side of the floor. Bryce Sosby. Trying to shake free is Drew. Drew's got it. Foul line. Steps into a jumper from 16. Oh, it rattled. Oh, it was in the cylinder and snaked out. Rebound down to Lincoln View. Hard luck shooting for Drew Sosby so far. Here's Adams posting up down inside for Lincoln View. Ball flashed to the short corner now. To Neat, right back into Adams. Little half hook shot, 7-footer right in front over Brady. Short off the ring. Rebound down to Bryce Sosby. Out ahead to Drew. Drew lobbing down inside for Brady. Much too far. It sails beyond and goes out of bounds. 21-21. A minute 17 gone. Third quarter. Tigers tried to make something happen right there that didn't exist. Here's Leith, 30 feet away for Lincoln View. Tie score, Lincoln View's Leith into the paint. He's got a little crease. Throws it out back to a teammate. Long three-point try by Yahtzee. Bounds off the rim twice. A shove beneath the backboard against Jackson Center on the rebound. Lincoln View will retain the ball baseline left. Leiter throwing in, looking. Hands into Yahtzee. Good look from three-point land. Extreme part of the floor. Nobody checked him off. He missed it off the flange. Rebound down to Bryce Sosby of Jackson Center. Quickly down inside to Brady Wildermuth. He's jostled a little bit. Spins. Banks it up. Oh, it danced off the iron. No good. Tried to use glass. Didn't get the roll. Rebound down to Lincoln View. Teams are scoreless for 2 minutes. here in the third quarter. Here's Adams posting up inside. Cross-court pass to Ludwig. Yahtzee in the deep corner. He likes to shoot from there. Batted free by Jackson Center. Here is Derek Willer, or I should say Brady Willer, moved to midcourt. And then he leads Drew Sosby too far with a bounce pass. He tried to thread the needle. Fine thought. But again, it was a tough play to execute, and it went out of bounds. 5:40 left to go third quarter. Each team with some second-half jitters here at the start. 21-21 tie. Top of the circle, straight away, it's Leith. Gives it up to Chandler Adams. Foul line extended left. Inside to Yahtzee. Yahtzee with a hook shot. A lot of spin on it, and it goes in. Hit the back rim, curled to the front, went to the flange again and fell through. And Lincoln View's up by a bucket, 23-21. First field goal either team in the third quarter. Here is Boozer, top of the key for Jackson Center. Nobody guards him. He picks up his dribble, hands to Drew Sosby. Austin Leith is on him. Drew with one bucket in the game and 10 tries. Here's Brady Willerbooth twisting into the lane. Little running soft shot from 9 feet out. Off the back iron, though. Rebound down to Lincoln View. Quickly, four-court left. Here is Leiter on a long three, and he buries it. And the Lincoln View fans to the left love it. And Lincoln View's up by five, 26-21. Jackson Center yet to notch a field goal in the third quarter. Here's Brady going to work down low. Turns right in front and hits an eight-footer. That's Brady's spot. Quickly, Lincoln View into the forecourt. Adams with the ball in the arc. Three-point lead, Lincoln View. Adams gave it up to Yahtzee. Back into Adams. And he burrows his shoulder into the chest of Brady Willerbooth and drops in a four-footer. Again, the ball hit on the back rim and went kerplunk. Here's Sosby, foul line for Jackson Center, which is down five now. Lincoln View's gone to work into the lane. Last two trips this direction. Lincoln View down the floor the last couple times has pounded the ball into the middle and made it benefit. Three-point lead, Lincoln View. Top of the circle, Boozer. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Big possession, Tigers. Sosby, 25 feet out, puts it on the deck, spin move. Well, he's hampered by two players now. He's got to give it up. Now to Boozer, 25 feet away. Van Wert, Lincoln View, has done as good a job on Drew Sosby as I've seen anyone do in Drew's career at Jackson Center. Whichever direction Drew turns, somebody's waiting in his path. Here's Drew going baseline right. He is doubled. Spins, gets away from trouble, fades away, rim, the 18-footer, rebounding foul against the Tigers. Common personal, Lincoln View will bring it down with a chance to push the lead to 7 or 8, 28-23, Lincoln View up 5, 3:20 left in the third quarter, Jackson Center with only 2 points in this period so far. 1 of 11 shooting for Drew Sosby, he can't buy one. He's had two or three go in and out on him. A lot of credit to Lincoln View, which comes down the floor and zips a pass into the post. It's wide of the mark, goes out of bounds untouched. Lincoln View threw it away. Jackson Center gets a reprieve, still down five. Bryce Sosby walks the ball to the timeline. Head coach Scott Elkert marks out a play, far side of the floor. Gives it to Drew on the arc. Boy, he's doubled. He came off a screen. Two men waiting on him. Handoff on the play to Brady Wildermuth. Long three-pointer. Bullseye. Brady Wildermuth. Wow. That was a lengthy shot for Brady. The three-pointer with a step and a half to spare. Big goal by the Tigers, who are back within two now. Here is Lincoln View working the ball around. Trevor Neat flashes into the post, gives it up to Yahtzee on the arc. They go to Adams, baseline left. He's double-teamed, but makes a great reverse layup. What a shot by Chandler Adams. He was pinned in the short corner, but kept his dribble alive and made a dandy reverse shot below the glass. The lead is four for Lincoln View, 30-26. Here's Drew Sosby, right side. It goes to Platfoot. Platfoot, long, high lob, cross-court to Bryce. Bryce Sosby, open, 22-footer, hit the back frame, no good. Long rebound, kicks right back to Bryce. Head of the key, Platfoot drives, now to Bryce on the arc. Straight away, Brady. Brady gets a screen from Drew, doesn't take advantage. Willebrooke still holds. A minute 48 to go, third quarter. Tigers down 4, 30-26. In the top of the circle, Drew Sosby. Down the lane, spin move to the rim. Missed the shot, but he was fouled on the floor. Common personal against Lincoln View. Boy, this game has been beautifully officiated. It has been extremely well done from the refereeing standpoint. Perhaps a travel or two early on. I might have been a bit picky. But other than those, not a thing you could cry about at all. The men in stripes have been outstanding. Oh, here's a good inbounds play. Brady Willebrooke got the ball low on the left. He's not challenged. He laid it in. Execution supreme by Jackson Center. And that is a valuable hoop right there right away. Head coach Scott Elker gets a timeout after the goal by Brady to make it a 30-28 game. Tigers down 2, a minute 37 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Haddock is back with an all-new seafood market platter. Last time we sold out of this tender whitefish, leaving some people longing for the classic taste, breaded fresh and prepared to order. Our haddock comes with sides, a roll, and our world-famous tartar sauce. Or try it in our new seafood market platter. Just $9.99 gets you haddock, 6 butterfly shrimp, and your choice of 2 delicious sides. Served with that signature tartar sauce. Hungry yet? Don't miss it. Get to your neighborhood Frisch's today.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Well, after the Jackson Center timeout, Lincoln View missed a quick three. Brady Willebrooke fouled on a post-up move. He's just drained 2 free throws to bring Jackson Center even again at 30-30. A minute to go here in the third quarter. Lincoln View's got the ball in the forecourt right in front of us. And here's a baseline drive, but Trevor Neat nowhere to go. Good setup by Jackson Center, which drew the charge. Outstanding effort by the Tigers, who since the timeout by head coach Scott Elkert after the inbounds pass play and the made shot by Brady Wildermuth have knocked down a couple free throws. Lincoln View has had empty possessions twice, and the Tigers dribble hastily up into the forecourt. Here's Brady Wildermuth into the corner, high dribble, congested area, offensive foul called against Brady. That's a tough one. Brady was out of control, tracking down a pass, bounced it on the floor high, had to gather his footing, and ran into a Lincoln View player. And Van Wertz got the ball right back. We're tied at 30, 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. We said in the pregame, even Steven, each club giving up right around 40 per contest, and that is the way it is playing out. 30-30 tie, 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Lincoln View will play 4-1. Neat's got the ball 25 feet out on the arc. He motions for a play. Brady Willebrooke guarding Derek Yahtzee down inside. Brady at 6'6". Yahtzee about 6'3 and a half. And now it is Neat at the Ohio State logo at center court with 11 seconds to go in the third period. And the game deadlocked at 30-30. Outside the arc on the right. It goes to Ludwig. Near side to Neat with seven to play. Clock winding down. Back to the foul line. Jump shot. Lincoln View. Yes! Trevor Neat with it. Trevor Neat made the shot. I misread the scoreboard. I said seven to play when it was 2 point something to play. A little over two remaining. Quickly, Lincoln View got the ball to Neat. About a step and a half behind the foul stripe. And he poured in a 16 or 17 footer to give Lincoln View at the buzzer ending the third quarter a 32-30 lead over Jackson Center here on scores.broadcast.com.
Does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewire that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Hopefully all of you intending to listen to our webcast here today on scoresbroadcast.com are able to do so. Christian Etcast is monitoring the delivery of this webcast event. They're taking a close look at the Christian Netcast server in Washington, D.C. to ensure that everybody wanting to join us online can do so. And right away to start the fourth quarter, Derek Yahtzee spots up behind the screen, deep in the left part of the floor for Lincoln View, and he swishes a high arching three ball to give Lincoln View a five-point lead. Here is Sosby dribbling hard into the lane for Jackson Center. Hooked away from behind. Good defense for Lincoln View, which hustles up down the floor to Yahtzee. Yahtzee on the arc to Ludwig. Back outside to Yahtzee. Ludwig quickly inside to Adams. He's 4 feet from the rim. Double teamed. Lost the ball. Got it back. Laid it up short, but a foul to Jackson Center. Lincoln View has made it a point here in the second half to work the ball down inside of the bowl. Chandler Adams. And he hustles down the floor in each possession, and he sets up like a rock of Gibraltar, 5 or 6 feet from the rim just outside the lane. And he's tough to push off the spot. Two free throws here. The first is perfect. And Lincoln View is up six, the biggest lead for the Lancers in this game. Second shot by Adams, right on target as well. 37-30 in favor of Van Wert Lincoln View. Somehow, some way, the Tigers have got to get Drew Sosby on the money. 1 for 11 in terms of shooting for Drew Sosby in this game. Excellent Van Wert Lincoln View defense. Sosby's been a little cool. He's had a couple drift off the rim that were dead center. But Lincoln View has harassed him, hampered him every which way he's turned. Lincoln View's had a defender in his path. Here is Brady Wildermuth in the post. Out back to Platfoot. Wide open look. 21-footer. Hit the flange. Long rebound Lincoln View. Here's Yahtzee down inside to Adams. Adams muscles up from 7 feet. He can't be stopped. He's got it. Oh, right away. Lincoln View entered the forecourt. Fired a pass inside to Chandler Adams. Here's Sosby, top of the circle. Jackson Center. Long 24-footer off the heel. Long rebound Lincoln View, which is up nine, and the Tigers are in trouble. Back to the basket foul line. It is Neat. Neat goes baseline on the play to Leith and heaves it back out of the arc to Adams. He drives down the left side of the lane all the way to the rim. Short on the shot. No good. Rebounded by Sosby. Tigers need points this trip. Sosby twisting, turning in the lane. Overshot it off the glass. Got the rebound back. Blocked on the play by Lincoln View. Oh, the Lancers have got Drew Sosby blanketed. It has been a tough day today for the Tri-Division IV Player of the Year, Timeout Lincoln View. 5:42 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And the score is 39-30. Lincoln View in the lead.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, we had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Clock running, 5:38 to go. Lincoln View ball. Lancers up 9 over Jackson Center. Oh, what a play by Lincoln View after the timeout. A great cross-court lob for Hayden Ludwig. As the Lancers screened off a couple of Tigers, Ludwig from the weak side caught it above the rim, outside the cylinder, and banked it in. And Jackson Center is behind by 11. Here's a long three-pointer straight away by Zorn of Jackson Center. Short, no good. Rebound up short by Wildermuth, but his arm is yanked, and he'll get two. What an outburst by Lincoln View to start the fourth. Jackson Center scoreless, the first 2:48. And Lincoln View has poured in 9 in a row after getting a buzzer beater to end the third. Brady Wildermuth just misfires long on the foul shot. 41-30, Lincoln View by 11. Just over 5 to play in the fourth quarter. Second free throw, Brady Wildermuth. A lot of rim, backboard, it trickled in. 41-31, Lincoln View in the lead, but 10, that was the Tigers' first point here in the fourth quarter. Here comes Lincoln View up the floor. Very patient now. Austin Leith taking his time with the basketball, bouncing it slowly but surely, 25 feet out. Now Chandler Adams comes out to get it. Outside the arc of the left to Ludwig. Baseline left to Neat. Down inside to Yahtzee. Yahtzee posting up the shorter Zorn. Got it from 5 feet away. Yahtzee with long arms, good reach, fine jumping ability. Got down inside and Zorn. Here's a quick three, left corner, Jackson Center. Air ball by Plattfoot. Loose ball beneath the rim. Stabbed out of bounds by Lincoln View. 43-31, Lincoln View by a dozen. Boy, I tell you what, Lincoln View has done a great job here in the second half, posting up a few different 6'3 players down inside. Here's a deep three, right corner, Soulsby, swish, a 27-footer. Wow, he was almost out of bounds. That was a big goal for the Tigers. Two passes after the inbounds play. Soulsby behind the screen, let one fly from long distance. And the Tigers, down to 12, are now down 9 with 4:23 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We're back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 20
225 and 274.
Well, as you might expect, Vanwert Lincoln View, after the last break, comes out in more or less a stall tactic. They spread the floor, go four corners against Jackson Center, and Bryce Osby, right in front of us, has made a nice deflection off a Lincoln View player, so the Tigers get the ball back. Here is Drew Sosby after making a three. Drives down the lane. Shovel shot. Got it. Oh, what a play. Drew Sosby with 5 points in 20 seconds. And with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter, the Tigers within striking distance down 7. Long range is Leaf. Leaf fires out on top to Ludwig. Ludwig on the bounce. Deep in the right corner, it goes now to Leith. Leith reverses his steps, comes back out on top near the timeline. Puts it on the deck. Jackson Center's committed 4 fouls in this half. Here's a pull-up Jay from 10 feet. Too hard off the back brace. Missed on the play of Ludwig, but the rebound is garnered by Ludwig. Hits a cutter down the lane. Oh, what a great drive. Trevor Neitz got the 2 points. Good assist by Ludwig of Lincoln View. That's an important goal. Because now with 2:47 to go, the Tigers are down 9 again. Here's Sosby. Good, nice inside pass to Willemuth right in front. Four-footer around and in. And a timeout is taken by the Tigers. 2:39 left in the fourth. 45-38. Lincoln View over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
14 fouls on each squad. Here's Lincoln View with an errant pass. Intercepted by the Tigers. Quick three-pointer right side of the floor by Zorn. Short, no good. He got the long carom. Gave it up baseline right to the driver, Brady Rodenhoek. He tried to kiss it in off the window. Too hard. That's because he was belted from the backside. Up Jackson Center has come up with a couple of nice steals as Lincoln View has tried to salt this game away by spreading the floor. Jackson Center anticipating nicely. Brady Wildermuth is no good on another free throw. It is in and out. 45-38, Tigers down 7. Brady was 3 of 6 after 3 quarters at the stripe. This one is too hard. It hits the back rim, goes way up, comes down right through. He will take it. That was a little hard, but he got the benefit of the hop off the iron. 45-39, Jackson Center down by 2 3-pointers now with 2 minutes to go. Here's a steal at midcourt by Bryce Sosby, and then a reach-in foul by Lincoln View. It's of the common variety. Boy, Bryce Sosby, like his cousin Drew, fashioning some quick hands here today. And Bryce has generated a few steals, another, the third Lincoln View turnover in the last minute and a half, breathing life into the Tigers. Here is Sosby. Drew, top of the circle, off a screen, guns a long three-pointer. No good, a little bit too hard. Rebound by Lincoln View, tie up in the paint. Tiger fans wanted a walk. But Jackson Center does benefit from the arrow. That shot by Drew was right on line, we could tell, but it was a mite too heavy. The Jackson Center inbounds, baseline left. Tigers need to score here. Down 6, minute 53 to go. Tigers once trailed by 11. Errant inbounds pass is intercepted by Lincoln View. That one hurts. Here is Leith up the floor on the arc to Neat. Neat against Blackfoot. Near side pass to Yahtzee, who looks inside for Adams, posting up against Wildermuth. Adams is going to shoot, no, Brady bodies and fouls. little jostling going on. Not a shooting foul. The Tigers' fifth, baseline left of the basket. Lincoln View will throw in. Ball entered out on top to Ludwig. Ludwig on the play to Leith. Leith weaves it to Trevor Neat. Deep in the left corner, Yahtzee. Valuable time ticking off. A minute 19 to go, fourth quarter. Tigers down six. Lincoln View's got the ball near midcourt. Jackson Center overplaying, and Lincoln View gets a timeout. We'll keep it right here, let you know all about a couple of new underwriting sponsors from Rushi, our first ever contributors from the Rushi community. Thank you so much. Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum on the web with us here on scorersbroadcast.com. Francis Schulze and Superior Aluminum, both proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, which are also promoted by us right here on scorersbroadcast.com. Francis Schulze on the web at francisschulze.com. That's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. And Superior Aluminum on the web at superioraluminum.com. We are all the way down to a minute 17 to go in the fourth quarter. And thanks to the Lincoln View outburst at the start of the fourth, the Lancers cling to a lead of 6, 45-39. It was as much as 11 at 42-31, an 8-3 spurt here, but Jackson Center in the last 2.5 minutes has made it interesting. Inbounded by Lincoln View near the timeline, over guarding by Brady Wildermuth. Team foul 6 on the Tigers. Lincoln View ahead by 6, will inbound down to a right. Looking to throw in Trevor Neat, now to Adams. Adams to Neat, 40 feet away. He runs into Platfoot, who wasn't set, though. Good call by the referee. And that triggers the 1-1 now for Van Wert Lincoln View. With a minute 11 to go in the fourth quarter. And Jackson Center down by 6, 45-39. Tigers obviously need a miss on the first attempt here. It's pumped up there by Trevor Neat, and he drills it. That Lincoln View has been more confident at the stripe than Jackson Center here today, that's for certain. Second shot by Neat of Van Wert Lincoln View. It rattles but stays home. And the lead is 8 with just over a minute to go in the game. Here is Sosby spinning, turning down the lane, running one-hander, shovel it toward the rim from down around his knees. No good. Hit the backboard, hit the rim, came off the front. It's not been Drew Sosby's day. Rebound of a Lincoln View foul as the Lancers hustle up into the forecourt. Drew Sosby has had shot after shot driving to the basket, kiss off the window, hit the rim, and trickle away. Free throws here for Van Wert Lincoln View. Up and in by Austin Leith. 3 in a row. He gets the bonus. And the lead has swollen to 9, 48-39. Lincoln View in the lead with 1 minute even to be played here in the fourth. 4 straight free throws by Lincoln View, 2 more by Leith. And it's back up to 10, 49-39. Drew Sosby, 30 feet away, lobs to Wildermuth, 20 feet away. He steps back and launches the 3, in and out, no good. Drew fights for the rebound. Lincoln View's got it in the corner. Foul. Jackson Center over the back. Well, it looks like the Jackson Center Tigers season is going to come to an end here today against Van Wert Lincoln View. The Tigers 24-4 on the campaign. Trail by 10 now. 49-39. 47.8 to go. 1-1 situation again. Hayden Ludwig at the stripe for Van Wert. Front rim, backboard, and good. Lincoln View hot at the stripe. That's 5 in a row here in the last half minute. Second shot by Lincoln View's Hayden Ludwig. It's on the way. Switch. He's got it again. And Jackson Center trails by 12. Clearly not indicative of how close this game was throughout. And coming over the timeline, Drew Sosby, top of the key, straight away, a long launch, and would you believe it, in and out, no good. Drew Sosby made a couple baskets early on in this period, but for the most part here today has been stifled. Tough luck shooting as well. Defense by Lincoln View superb. Drew's been just a hair off. He has been harassed by Lincoln View all afternoon. He's had some open looks. And a few of his shots have rimmed, would not stay down. Lincoln View lips the iron on a foul shot. Two free throws here, double bonus, and Jackson Center substitutes freely. So does Van Wert Lincoln View. 27.4 to go in the fourth quarter. Lincoln View leads by 12, 51-39. Trevor Neat is at the free throw line for Lincoln View. Jackson Center Tigers graduate two seniors. Drew Sosby, the Tri-Ohio Player of the Year in Boys Division IV. What a tremendous career for Drew at Jackson Center. Ethan Zorn as well, outstanding contributor for the Jackson Center Tigers. He had a dynamite senior year at Ethan Zorn, a great tournament. And Jackson Center brings it up the floor after another made free throw by Lincoln View, 52-39, 16 seconds to go. Here is Bunky on the arc for Jackson Center. Dribble drive into the lane goes Fred. Throws it into the right corner. Lincoln View pops it free. Ball's on the deck. Punched out of bounds on the play by Jackson Center with 5.6 remaining. The Jackson Center Tigers scored 9 here in the fourth quarter, and those were in the last 4.5 minutes or so as Lincoln View went on a big spurt, overlapping the third and fourth quarters. This was a 30-30 game late in the third. Lincoln View hit a buzzer beater to end the third, and then Lincoln View rattled off the first 7 to start the fourth quarter, spin it out to a 42-31 lead. The final seconds have ticked off, and that is it. Van Wert Lincoln View defeats the Jackson Center Tigers. Final tally, 52-39, as Jackson Center's bid for a state championship in Boys Division IV is denied here today, but nonetheless, it has been a spectacular campaign for the Jackson Center boys and girls, who both reach the state semifinals here at Columbus. A lot to remember in the future about 2015-16 here at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of the Ohio State University about the Jackson Center Tigers. Both the boys and girls got here winning sectional tournaments, district tournaments, and regional tournaments, both falling short here at the Schott on the campus of the Ohio State University. Again, the final difference 13, the game a lot closer than that. It was tied 30-30 with just a couple seconds to go in the third quarter. But over the final 8 minutes plus those few seconds, Lincoln View outguns Jackson Center 22-9 with a great finish to this game. We'll return to wrap it up from here at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of the Ohio State University in a moment. Jackson Center falls to Van Wert Lincoln View in the boys D4 state semifinal, the 13, 52-39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Jack Kramer at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University, where the Jackson Center Tigers have been beaten by Van Wert Lincolnview. Final score 52-39. We're waiting for final stats on this game. Drew Sosby was 1 of 11 entering the fourth quarter. I think he got a couple of baskets at the outset of the fourth quarter. If memory serves me correctly, I believe Drew Sosby wound up with 3 field goals for the game. Is that right? Checking my unofficial numbers. We're waiting on stats. But Drew Sosby, 1 of 11 entering the third. He missed at least 3 or 4 more shots in the fourth quarter of this game. Don't have final stats yet. He did make a big 3-pointer in the fourth, and that was his only bucket in the fourth quarter. I think that was his only basket in the fourth quarter. Drew for 2 field goals in the game. Unofficially, we've got stats coming our way in just a matter of seconds. Tough luck shooting for Drew Sosby today. Certainly, in the end, that was a factor. Wasn't the only factor by any stretch. Van Wert Lincolnview's defense on the Tigers, and Drew Sosby was magnificent all afternoon long. Drew Sosby did make 3 field goals, 2 in the fourth quarter. Wound up 3 for 19 for the game, 1 of 6 from behind the arc. Jackson Center, 5 of 10 from the free throw line. Van Wert Lincolnview, 10 of 12. Brady Wildermuth wound up with 20 points, 7 of 10 from the floor for Brady. As I noted, only 5 of 10 at the stripe. Drew Sosby, averaging close to 20 a game, held to 7. Ethan Zorn and Trent Platfoot each made 2 threes in the first half. They did not get a sniff in the second. Neither one scored over the last 2 quarters. But again, that most significant stat that jumps off the page right in front of us is Drew Sosby's 3 of 19 from the floor. And he was hampered, harassed, double-teamed every which way he turned. A Lincolnview defender was waiting on him. I heard the conference call with Coach Hammonds of Lincolnview earlier in the week, and he said that Drew Sosby and Brady Wildermuth may very well be the best 2 players at their positions Lincolnview had played all year. In fact, I think he said for sure Drew was. He was a target. He's been a target of defenses all year long. But today, tough luck shooting combined with super Van Wert Lincolnview defense. And Drew just could not get going with that outside jump shot. For Van Wert Lincolnview, the Lancers were led in scoring by Chandler Adams. He was very explosive down inside. 14 points for him, 6 of 10 shooting. When he got the ball on the block, he was extremely dangerous. He could not be moved. Broad-shouldered, 6'3". Looked like a linebacker on the post, low left or low right. And he would hustle down the floor in a jiffy and get to that spot. And the Tigers simply couldn't move him. And that was a point of emphasis for Van Wert Lincolnview over the third and fourth quarters of this game. Chandler, again, with 14. 2 other players in double figures. Trevor Neat, 4 of 6 shooting. from the field, 4 of 6 at the stripe. He had 12, Austin Leith, 3 of 4 shooting, 2 of 3 from long range, 2 of 2 at the stripe. He wound up with 10. Derek Yautsey had 9. Hayden Ludwig had 4. And Josh Leiter had 3. 11-10 Jackson Center after 11-10 Jackson Center after one. Game was tied at 21 at the half. Lincoln View, thanks to the buzzer beater at the end of the third, was up by 2 points, 32-30 after three quarters of play. And a 20-9 fourth quarter run by Lincoln View spelled the difference in this game as Lincoln View wins it 52-39. Bench points, a dozen for Van Wert Lincoln View to Jackson Center, 6. Score was tied 5 times. Lead changed hands 5 times. As it turned out for the game, from the floor, Lincoln View, 19 of 33, got 10 fewer shots than Jackson Center, but made 19. The Tigers only 14 of 43. 14 of 43 shooting for Jackson Center. 6 of 16 behind the arc, but the Tigers inside the arc in this game were just 8 for 27, not good enough to win a state semifinal. Only 5 of 10 from the free throw line for four quarters. Drew Sosby, outstanding career. Same can be said for Ethan Zorn. Two fine players for the Jackson Center Tigers who graduate. They will be missed. But with Brady Wildermuth and company back next year and her head coach Scott Elkert, you can expect the boys' team to be mighty tough. Scott Dosick's Jackson Center Lady Tigers graduate just 3. Only 3 of the Lady Tigers move on, finishing their 12th grade this spring. Peyton Nesser, Pauline Meyer, and Nicole Fote, they'll be missed. But again, the Lady Tigers, also a wealth of experience coming back next year. So the Jackson Center basketball program, boys and girls, strong in 2016-17, to be certain. Some high school baseball and softball coming up this spring here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We will follow our area teams through the tournament and conceivably pick up significant action either at the district or regional level. Just continue to check our website with program updates. We will have spring softball and baseball for you tournament style here on scoresbroadcast.com. Have so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors all season long, football, volleyball, boys and girls basketball. New ones on the web with us here late in the season, Sydney Car Care, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and the drive-in theater. Thanks so much to Todd Brown and Corey Shreves. They do you right. They are honest. The price is just fine. Outstanding workmanship between the two, over 40 years of automotive experience, in fact. Call 492-9495, Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. Sydney Car Care, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney, between the hospital and the drive-in theater. Also, gratitude to Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org, Primary Eye Care Associates, 5 locations in the Upper Miami Valley, in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care. And they will take care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. Accepting new patients, most insurance coverages also accepted. Weeknight appointments, Saturday morning appointments too, at Primary Eye Care. Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And a couple of new Rushi area sponsors. Gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte. And Superior Aluminum in Rushi, too. A big handshake to Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. These anchor underwriting sponsors with us all season long. American Architectural Glass, now located in Fort Loramie on Elm Street. Thanks to Jason Meyer at AAG Inc. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, a new location in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Thanks to these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, our new underwriting sponsors in Rushi Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company, Primary Eye Care Associates, and Sydney Car Care on 4th Avenue in Sydney. Coming up now is our Clancy star of the game, Brady Wildermuth. Fine performance today for the Jackson Center Tigers. It's our Clancy star of the game upcoming. We'll hear from Clancy's in just a few seconds. Brady Wildermuth, outstanding game. He dropped home 20 points for Jackson Center here today. Brady was special, 7 of 10 from the floor, 5 of 10 from the free throw line. A few missed free throws were not the difference in this game. 10 of 12 shooting by Van Wert Lincolnview at the stripe. Only 50-50 for the Tigers, 5 of 10. But Brady Wildermuth is our star of the game. He played all 32 minutes, as did 4 Jackson Center players here today. Drew Sosby, Ethan Zorn, Bryce Sosby, along with Brady. 4 of them played 32 minutes. Brady wins the Clancy's Award. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
It has been a terrific boys and girls basketball year here on scoresbroadcast.com. Spanning late 2015 and early 2016, we have thoroughly enjoyed it. Chuck McBee is not with me here today. He's down south attending a family engagement. Would tell you just the same. It has been so much fun. It's not like work at all. We have no rooting interest in covering Shelby County games or Midwest Athletic Conference games, except when we get to tournament time. Of course, you may be able to sense that we're pulling for the Shelby County school against an out-of-area team when it comes to tournament time. That is the case, but we have a passion for what we do. We thoroughly love it, and we enjoy bringing you Shelby County Midwest Athletic Conference sports here on scoresbroadcast.com. Of course, we cover Sydney and Lehman as well. In fact, there are 9 boys and girls basketball programs in Shelby County. We crease the eastern edge of the Midwest Athletic Conference, covering Versailles, Minster, New Bremen, and New Knoxville. We love what we do, and as I said, it's not like work. Chuck and I take great pride in covering Upper Miami Valley sports for you. Thanks for listening all year long. Gratitude to Christian Netcast, which was riding herd on our server in Washington, D.C. today to ensure that all of you who intended to listen could listen. We hope there were no quirks like there were last Friday. when apparently a server may have malfunctioned. Again, stay tuned to our website. Keep in touch with it, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll update you in the next month regarding our coverage of boys and girls spring events, including baseball and softball. We will have tournament action for you come district or regional play.
Because they don't have sports.
Again, our final score today, Lincoln View defeats Jackson Center by 13, 52-39. We've run down our entire sponsors. Rhett Gish has been my sidekick here today on scoresbroadcast.com. He's our chief engineer. Scott Ward from the Tiger WTGR was going to assist us tomorrow should the Tigers win today. It did not happen. So our basketball coverage of high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley is over for 2015-16. It was a banner year for us with increased phone use over the last two seasons. We hit record highs in terms of listenership here in 2015-16. We went through the roof, in fact. A lot of you spectators have joined us at courtside in the bleachers listening to our game as we webcast it. There's about 15 seconds delay, but a lot of you are high school sports junkies and fanatics, and we appreciate you listening to us in the stands, and a lot of people around the county have listened to us throughout this season while watching another game at another location. They've stayed in touch with our webcast via their phone. And all of you outside of Ohio, vacationers, area high school grads who've been enrolled at four-year schools, business people on the road, grandmothers, grandfathers, who have sons and daughters playing, who know young people back in the Miami Valley who have joined us. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. The internet has made all of that possible. So for Rhett Gish here at courtside at the Schottenstein Center, Rhett, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, and for Chuck McBee away down south on a family engagement, I'm Jack Kramer saying for the basketball season, for a final time, good day to you all from Ohio State University, where the Jackson Center Tigers have been defeated by Van Wert Lincoln View in the boys Division IV state semifinal, 52-39, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
They're playing basketball.
Quickly burned the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Burger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlawn, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front. Hit the rim twice. Good! It went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady around and out. No good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Pettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Laramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon Beers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo. He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. She's got it. fine form of that jumper by Kastenmeier. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is. Right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at him go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. It's one. Both huge cheer exceptions to Fort Army fans. Behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the shot state center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Gordon. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on Scores, broadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25 footer, Yostamp, good! Yostamp rifles it a bomb.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.